Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, 2-4. Our Mishnah here is very similar to a Mishnah we saw not long ago in Maseches Gittin. It has to do with Shlichus. Shlichus is appointing an agent to act on your behalf. And we said in the beginning of the Perek here that a person can use an agent to get himself a wife, and similarly the wife could get an agent to accept on her behalf the Kedushin item to make her married. But when it comes to Shlichus, appointing an agent, so you can define the parameters of an agency, and if the agent goes outside the bounds of what you've authorized them to do, so then they did something unauthorized, and therefore they couldn't act on your behalf, so therefore their action is not significant to you. Meaning, if a person says, for example, I'm authorizing you to marry a woman for me, like, you know, give her a ring in, you know, San Diego, California, so then he can't go to Boston and find a girl over there, because the person who sent them said, marry me a girl in San Diego. So our mission is going to say along those lines that if a person says, go to San Diego to marry me a girl, then it has to be done in San Diego, or just it wouldn't be binding. In contrast, the mission will say, listen, if I say, listen, go marry me, go find me Jane Doe, and she's currently in San Diego, and the guy gets on the plane to go to San Diego to find Jane Doe to give her the ring, and while he's in transit, you know, in Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, lo and behold, there's Jane Doe sitting in the Starbucks drinking a coffee. So he could give her the ring and she'd be married, because when the person authorized his agent to go give the ring to Jane Doe, he didn't say, give it to her in San Diego. He said, give it to her and you'll find her in San Diego, by which we understand he doesn't care where the ring is given. He just is advising the agents where to find Jane Doe. They're in San Diego. So what that means, therefore, is that if a person gives specific instructions, we have to assume that he wanted those specific instructions carried out. And we're differentiating between if he gave instructions, marry her in San Diego, by which we might understand he wants specifically to get the marriage to happen in San Diego, I don't know, lest, you know, that's where people talk nicely about him or something, or if he doesn't care where it happens, he just was giving instructions, you know, out of matter of practicality, where to find the girl. That's the gist of our mission on the outside. On the inside, it says, Ha'omer l'shlucho, if a person says to his agent, Tzei v'kadesh li'isha plonis b'makom ploni, go and give a ring to be mekadesh, to get me a wife, finding a woman, of a specific woman, you know, Jane Doe, b'makom ploni, and do it in San Diego. So then, v'halach v'kidshav makom acher, and then he goes, the agent goes, and he ends up giving this Jane Doe a ring in some other place, not San Diego, Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. So then, ena mekudeshes, no, she's not married because those weren't the instructions, and since the agent wasn't authorized to give rings outside of San Diego, the giving the ring simply can't affect the marriage. On the flip side, horehi b'makom ploni, if the man says to his agent, give Jane Doe a ring so we can be married, and you're going to find her. She's currently in San Diego. So we don't understand that means he has to give it in San Diego, it's just a matter of practicality where to find her. So then, if v'kidshe b'makom acher, he ends up giving her the ring in some other place, Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, so then harezu mekudeshes, still, they're married because that was in the bounds, in the parameters of the authorization.